Hello, this is Joe Tomlin, and I'm sitting in a caravan, which is actually a theatre, talking to
Emma Briley.
And what do you do, Emma?
I'm one third of Swallow the Sea Caravan Theatre, along with Jess Rain and Jemima Thews.
What does this theatre company do?
So, up to this point, we've been making short shows that are about 15 minutes long, that take place for an audience of 4 to 6 people at a time. And they've been a whole mix of things, sometimes shadow theatre, sometimes song and puppetry and poems. We have a piece that's an absurdist object theatre piece. And the next step is the long wall that's part of the caravan opens up as a door. And so we're making a show at the moment where the audience will be outside and we'll use the caravan as a stage.
And how did you come to develop this theatre company? Because it's very unusual.
Well, the three of us met through friends many years ago. And then we re-met through some workshops with Manipulate, Puppet Animation Scotland's festival that takes place each February, I think it is, with Philippe Chanty Company, who we're visiting from France. And that rekindled our curiosity to work together. Jess and Jemima already owned this caravan and they had lent it out to a friend who was a musician with a circus show who needed somewhere to live. And so a couple of years after that, we got the caravan back and started working on it, turning it into a theatre.
So do you drive this around?
Yeah. So far, we've toured around Scotland and our first trip overseas is to France in September to go to Charleville Festival.
How long have you been touring in the caravan?
Since 2017.
And how many shows have you developed?
Good question. 4, and we're developing our 5th.
Now, at this festival at the Edinburgh Fringe, you have a sort of repertory theatre programme, a schedule where you do some shows one day and some different shows on other days. Could you tell us which shows you're presenting up here?
Sure, yeah. So we started off the month with some guest performers. Again, this was through Puppet Animation Scotland, and we've been working with them to include the guests in our repertoire for Charleville Festival in France. So they got a couple of days to work their new shows in here at the Fringe. And since then, we've been showing Lamp, which is the absurdist object theatre piece. Also Journey, it's a shadow puppetry piece. And Up North, which is poems, a song, and different images to accompany it. So it's immersive visual theatre.
Right now, there's little set pieces around for the show today, Up North. Mm-hmm. Could you describe how you create the images and the props and the objects, because they seem to be very, very carefully designed and made?
Yeah, well, the piece came about through a collection of letters that I'd been sending to friends, and then I took excerpts from them, which were quite poetic, and built the show around it. So that was a starting point. They all were connected by visiting places in the north of wherever the location was. And from there, I just started thinking about how to share the musings and the words within this small space. And it felt appropriate for it to be taking place in the dark and to be thinking about how images could emerge almost like a lullaby for adults at nighttime, a bit like a bedtime story. And I started just with a big roll of wallpaper, like lining paper, and then took out some paints and started painting into it to texture the paper. And from there, I made some lino prints of coastal plants and flowers, and printed that onto the textured paper, and then started working with collage and paper cuts to build these sort of layers within the same textured landscape. I also wanted to look at how I could transform the space within a short show, within keeping the audience in one place. So I started thinking about transforming set pieces Again, thinking about sort of dreamlike quality of when you're drifting asleep and one image turns to another. So it took quite a lot of playing around in the dark to see what I could shift around without dropping it on myself or any audience members. And that's how the set came about. So I was looking at how to hinge pieces and how things could unfold, cranks, all of that sort of thing.
And how does the crank and spool work?
So it's a bit like a scroll, a big sheet of images that's wrapped onto a scroll. So I know of them as being called cranky boxes, and I first came across them when I was apprenticing with Bread and Puppet Theatre in the States, and it's quite a well-used piece of a prop, I suppose, within visual theatre to accompany storytelling. But I haven't really seen it over here too much. So this was the first box that I made, and it took a little bit of tweaking to get it to run smooth.
And what's it made of?
The box itself is wooden. It's got two dowels that run through it that hold the paper in place. And I made it so that the sections could come out again so I can change the scroll and it can show a different story in the future.
And in the lamp play, how did that come about?
Well, Jess and Jemima made Lamp, and they wanted to make a piece that explored one object as far as they could. And I think the idea was coming from a caravan and from sort of domestic use of a caravan in the past. And so they thought, okay, let's take a lamp and see where we can go with it. And yeah, they achieved it. They didn't have to put any other objects in it. It's a very, at times, it's sort of ethereal. At others, hilarious. I saw it for the first time a couple of days before they were showing it last summer. And I was a little nervous because we were just about to show it, and it was really nose to the grindstone with getting it ready on time. And from the moment the door shut on the caravan, I was just enthralled and laughing and couldn't wait for audiences to get to see it as well.
Now, sometimes people think puppetry is only for children, but this is clearly not. What sort of age would you say is the minimum age for these shows that you're doing here?
Well, we put it guided at 5 and up. Mostly, we've had younger kids come in before, but in the past we've been running our own box office just on the door, and so we've managed groups where there are younger kids as families sort of coming into the space, and then if there's a bit of disruption, everybody understands and it's okay. But for this, because we're going through a box office system, we've said 5 and up, because it seems to be that attention spans are most comfortable there for these shows.
And do you have plans for future shows?
Yeah, so the show that we're developing now is called Triptych. It's also an absurdist piece. It runs to about 20 minutes. Part of it is performed with the caravan as the stage. So as performers, we'll be inside the caravan, and we have a frame sort of filling the space where the door has left. So we're performing through that. And then the other part of it, we come out the front and perform to the audience.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Jo.